called.
Okay, Teirat, page Chaf Aleph. I'm sorry, page 42. All the way at the end of the page. We finished the Maamar. This is what's called the Biur explanation on this. Okay, so it says, V'hoya Hashem li l'lakim, Hashem will be my God. V'alevin as it says, Shesamti matseva. This stone monument that I made, this stone that I made as a monument should be a base of l'kim. So he says, V'hovin yin tefillah b'akosh zu. What is this tefillah? What is this request? Shavayi yebuchinah selukim. That Hashem, this is what the prayer was. Hashem should be Elohim. What is that supposed to mean? And also the heaven, that the stone should be a Beis Elohim. How does the stone get to Beis Elohim? So he says, they love and don't order to understand. Basically, Avraham Avinu, Yaakov Avinu is saying that this stone will become a house of God. How in the world can a stone become a house of Hashem? How does a stone get to a base of Elohim?
Yeah.
That the stone should be so great, the Mochin Mishkan, to be a dwelling place and a resting place. The Ashras Kedusha Yenif, to the resting of Hashem, Achiechal Shem Shemayim Alo Evan, that we should call Hashem's name on the stone. So basically, the Rebbe says, we need to understand what does it mean that Yaakov Avinu Davin, that Hashem should be Elohim. What does that mean? And secondly, how in the world can an Evan be a Beis Elohim? So he says, we need to understand the whole parsha doesn't make sense. It's a whole complicated issue. For Inyan, the Inyan, like it said, the whole parsha, it's a Yaakov. So he says, the Inyan is as follows. The command of salvations of Yaakov, which Yaakov is called Yeshua's, right? That's what he said. Tzave Yeshua's Yaakov, the Yeshua of Yaakov. He says, be a milis Yeshua, to understand what the word Yeshua means. The root of the word of Yeshua is Shin Ayin. The Shad Eish Yisemli Sefes, B'teva, and all the other letters of the Yud and the Vav and the Hey and everything else is a Sefa B'teva. Kuleimad Shaidei, which means is as follows. What does it mean? Tzave Yeshua Yaakov. Tzave means connect. Yeshua is the Shin Ayin, the 370 revelations of Elokus. That who does that? Who reveals that? The level of Yaakov. And he says, the gam, that's one interpretation. The gam shin ayin meloshem vayisha Hashem el heaven. Another interpretation of shin ayin is like it says in the pasuk, Hashem turned to hevel and not to kayin shuloshen hafanu, which is an expression of turning. Hainu shakol pinas hamshachas el yenis. Okay, all the turning and revelations from above, pinas nimshachas. Aide Yaakov, the level of Yudok. So he says like this, what does it mean, Tzavi Yeshua's Yaakov? Now, two things. Number one, that Yaakov Avinu brings down the Shin Ayin, this 370 revelations of godliness. And secondly, that all the turnings, Tzavi Yeshua's, all the turnings of Elokus coming down is through Yaakov Avinu. So he says, V'inyin Nehedin V'amshachas Halolu. What does it mean that Yaakov Avinu brings down the 370 revelations of Elokus? He says, "Nehedim amshachas halolu haynu gili ha'arid amshachs me'en sof atzmei," which is a revelation of the infinite God. She says, "Shek shmei kein hu." What when you say a revelation of or ein sof means a revelation of ein sof, infinite. And he said, "Vein they beged that Alman Klaus not at all in the realm of worlds. V'kula kamei kuli mamish chshiva. Everything compared to Hashem is nothing. V'les machshava tefisa bein no mind can grasp Hashem. Vein arech elo. And nothing is comparison." And he's going to explain because all the worlds come from Malchus, which is the lowest of all the levels. All the worlds come from speech, which is one word of Hashem's mouth. Compared to the essence of Hashem, it's a zillion, billion, and one infinite times nothing. Because everything only comes to Malchus. And only a ray of Hashem is what comes down.
Ziva the Bama Mislabish Umispashatas Pitzechalmin. Meaning like this. Normally, the Elokus that comes into the world is a limited revelation of Hashem. Because number one, if an infinite revelation of Hashem would be revealed in a finite world, the world wouldn't exist as a finite being, obviously. So therefore, what comes into the world is from the Malchus of Hashem. It comes from Hashem's Dibur, which is extremely, extremely limited, and no comparison to the essence of Hashem. Right? That limited revelation of Hashem is what normally comes into the world. What does Yaakov Avinu bring down? The infinite level of Hashem into a finite world, which normally cannot be. Okay? Miyayin lash to be existing from nothing into something. In the level of hell and v'ester ain't so baruch atzme. In the concealment of Hashem, shleyizvat leilim is mitzias. And even this that comes down into the world has to be concealed. Because again, if godliness is revealed in the world, then the whole world is only godliness. Then you don't have a separate entity of evil that we need to fight and accomplish things with. And if it would be revealed of Yahshali assigned the efforts commercial hoy. The world would become nothing like it was, So therefore, what level of godliness normally comes into the world? A level of godliness that goes through many contraction, concealments, dressing itself into. Okay, bottom line of all this, what normally comes into the world is a limited level of Hashem. Now, what's Od Ein Sof Baruch Hu? When you're speaking about Od Ein Sof, infinite revelation of Hashem, by the way, Chassidus says there's two definitions of Od Ein Sof. When you say Od Ein Sof, all over, right? Od Ein Sof. Now, one definition could be the light of Ein Sof. Ein Sof refers to Hashem. Or Od Ein Sof, that the Od is Ein Sof. But either way, it's still infinite. Which is infinitely greater than world. So what does Tzava Yeshua's Yaakov mean? Yaakov Avinu brings down into this finite world, into the level of Choron for that matter, he brings down the level of Be'er Sheva, right, the Shin Ayin Nehoidin, into the world. And therefore, vayidei b'chinas Yaakov yud akiv nimshich erin tzav baruch shel ma'alem b'chinas ishtaushlis through the level of Yaakov, which is yud akiv, bringing the yud, the infinite level of Hashem, into the level of heel sheyoyeh lamata begilei hanefesh shel ukus shebechol echad miYisrael, which is in every single Jew liyaz gilei erin tzav baruch mamashon nafshi. That this level of Elokus should reveal itself within every single Jew. Obviously in the world also, but especially into the Jew. Shekol Echad miYisrael, liyaz gili erintz of Baruch Hu mamash al nafshi, should be the revelation of the essence of Hashem on his soul. V'hainu, how did Yaakov Avinu accomplish this concept of revealing the infinite level of Hashem into every single Jew? So he says that, again, this is an explanation of the previous maimon. So that is through lokech mi avni hamokim. He took from the stones of the place, by yosem et ha-shesev, and he put it around his head. And like you said in the previous maimon, avonim ein asius, letters are stones, like it says, two stones create two houses, four, you know, three create six, and so on. And the reason why letters are called stones, just like too many stones, nivra bayis l'sheva sa'odam. In other words, like this, how do you create things? So many stones create a house, many houses create a block, many blocks create a neighborhood. Many neighborhoods create a city. City, state, country, world, whatever. So the same thing. Many letters make a sentence, or many letters make a word, then a sentence, then a paragraph, then a chapter, then a book, and so on and so forth. So the same thing to many combinations of letters, Nasa Tevas, the Kametzrufi Tevas. So therefore it becomes words. And through many words you become Inyan Sholem, a complete sentence, a complete concept, Shemitechim, Movin, and Musik, Eza Haskolav Asaga. Okay? So what's the Inyan of letters? The Inyan of letters is to create a tangible sentence that you can understand something with. You have one letter, you don't understand something from it. You have a whole word, paragraph, word, sentence, whatever it is, then you can understand the concept. And therefore, where is the seichel? The seichel is revealing itself and dresses itself into those letters. Therefore, these letters make this particular concept, not a different concept. Because what does this these letters have to? What does Aleph Beis Gimel Daleh Hey Vav A B C D have to do with the intellectual concept you want to reveal? The answer is it has nothing to do with it. But the seichel comes into the letters. The Rebbe explained it's interesting. The Maimer, it is so. The Rebbe says in the Maimer that say when the hand writes intellectual thing, yeah. So you have an intellectual concept. You're writing it. In your hand, right? You're writing the thing. Now, obviously, the seichel comes into your fingers to write, but that doesn't mean the fingers become smart. I mean, it's like a microphone speaking. It's not that the microphone gets the speech. I mean, it's like so. From one side, and this is what the Rebbe is saying over here also. From one side. The seichel is coming into the letters. The clock's still low, by the way.
It's 7 o'clock.
No, it's not. It's 7:02.
7:01.
Oh, 7:01. 7:01. Okay, whatever.
7:02 or
7:01. Okay, back to this. So it says the seichel dresses itself into those particular letters. Therefore, these particular letters reveal this particular concept that other letters don't. And he says, "Hadi aseichel sheirim establish the first adam leshevis bias." Ide tzurufi avon. Okay. Then he says like this: the eitam achad, and another reason why letters are called stones, ki kemesh avonim ein demim. Just like stones are inanimate, ben lam erach viyachas laadam ador bebias shenivne me avonim. Just like when you build a house that we live in, yeah. The stones that built the house have no connection to the person whatsoever. It's inanimate. It's nothing. Yet, the person lives in the house and has a tremendous pleasure from it. So, l'cheira, the stones have nothing to do with the person. Yet, when the house is built, the person lives there. The whole essence of the person is living in these stones. I, there's no connection. The same thing that the letters are the daimim inanimate compared to the seichel. There's no connection to them. Therefore, they're able to be bottled. They're bottled to the seichel. The letters don't have a choice which letters to use. But it's brought down. Chassidus brings down. But you can have a same concept brought down in different letters. The same concept, like they give, in Chassidus gives a mashal, like the Rosh and the other Rishenim of the Gemara, the comment on the Gemara. They could be saying the same thing, same question, same answer, let's say, but in different words. So the words are not necessarily bound that it has to be this way. Or for that matter, you could say the same concept in different languages, which are completely different letters than the other language. And yet, that's the way it works.
Do you have an answer yet why one stone, how one stone could be missing?
No, he didn't answer the question. He just started. Bein aleich elav yachas klal, lochei metelim, and gav lochei nikra avaya. Therefore, avaya is called tzvokes. Eisu b'tzav, it's a sign in his tzavah, meaning, that all of the worlds were created from the letters of the Ten Ordinances, that the world was created Yehirokia. In other words, every single thing in the world was created through the letters of the Ten Utterances. Now, like we said the other day, even though the word Shulchan is not mentioned, Yehi Shulchan, but through the combination of letters, acronyms, exchanging of the letters, numerical values, whatever, every single letter, every single object that exists in the world is found in the Ten Utterances. And not only the earthly things, but all of the hosts of heaven. All the infinite levels of malachim are bought to legabi erin sabarchu. Which is the level of the bitul of letters to come back to the seichel, because all the creations of the world are still limited. Every single creation in the world is limited compared to the infinite level of Hashem, which is super infinite. There's no comparison to Hashem at all. And he says, Ukraneda, inyan erech b'mispar. Like, it's not like this. He's going to say, one and a trillion trillion are still connected. One is only a trillion trillion away from one, but it's a limited amount. He says, shemispar echon legabi elef avalav yeshlam erech v'yachas. There is a connection between one and a trillion trillion, because it's only a trillion trillion times more. And he says, Mashenk in Elav Yisbaruch Shu Ein Tzav Baruch Hu, which is the comparison of Talukos, Ein Arech Klal. Okay, meaning like this. Chassidus asks an interesting question. If one and a trillion trillion compared to the infinite are the same, so what do we gain by learning more if whatever we learn anyway is only going to be a limited amount? And anyway, we can't get the infinite Hashem. So what in the world is the purpose of learning? Just stay ignorant. Because anyway, you're infinite away from Hashem. Even the biggest scholar, the biggest tzaddik is infinite away from Hashem. So what in the world is the purpose of learning everything? So Chassidus explains very simply. Yeah, one in a trillion trillion are equal compared to infinite. But the difference is in the perception of what infinite isn't.
Is or isn't.
Isn't. Meaning as follows. When one pictures infinite in its mind, how does one perceive infinite? Psh, a billion. You know. And that's their perception of what infinite is. Not that they can understand what it is, because it's infinite, they're finite. But their perception of, so to speak, what infinite might be is like a billion. A trillion trillion, trillion trillion trillion, whatever, knows what a trillion trillion is and realizes that it's still infinite away from infinite. So you have a better understanding of what infinite isn't than one that that has one to think what a billion is. Therefore, one second, therefore, like we know, the more you learn, the less you know. What do you mean, the less you know? You're learning more. When you learn nothing, your perception of all of Torah is okay, 100 times more than what I know. But when you learn more and you realize that it's still infinite away, and again, the more you learn, the more you realize how infinite Torah is. I always, Manasrim tells this story, that he was once speaking for a group. He finished speaking for the group. A woman came over to him in the group and she said, "Oh, Rabbi Friedman, would you be able to speak to my son? He's marrying a shiksa. Here he is, right here." He said, "Thanks for the warning." I mean, like, you know. See, he said, Hashem put this in his head. So he said to the guy, "Oh, you're marrying a shiksa, okay. So you're going to be the Jewish scholar of the new family. Because, you know, you're a Jew, so you're going to be a scholar." He said, "Well, I guess so." He says, "Okay, so if they ask you questions about Judaism, you know, you don't want to look like an idiot. You're a Jewish scholar. You know, you're going to be the Jewish scholar." So he said, "What's there to know already about Yiddishkeit? Like, what is there to know?" So he says, "Well, there's 24 books of scriptures. There's 63 tractates of Gemara. There's infinite amount of quoted Jewish law with commentators." He says, oh, yeah? So Rabbi Friedman says to him, you know, I have a good idea. Why don't you go away to yeshiva to learn for half a year? You should become a, you know, at least know something. And then you'll be at least, you won't be embarrassed of being a Jewish idiot, you know? So he said, you know, it's a good idea. He went and he became frum. He obviously, he made a shit and he became frum. The more you learn, you think, people think, okay, what's there to know already? You know, what's there to know already? The more you learn, you, so the same thing in Alukus. The understanding of Alukus, the more you understand, again, he said, one and a trillion trillion compared to infinite are the same. So like, why bother? The answer is, because to have a perception of what infinite is or isn't, because we can't know what infinite is. A human finite mind cannot understand what it, we can know what it's not. The Chassidus explains, there's what's called Yediyas HaChiyuv and Yediyas HaShlila. There's positive knowing and there's negative knowing. What does that mean? So friend, the Moshe Chassidus gives, you heard a niggun. You know, you're trying to remember the niggun. So, a guy's trying to help you out, figure out what the niggun is. So he sings this niggun. He didn't say, no, it's not that. Is it this niggun? No, it's not that. You don't know what it is. But there's a certain knowledge here, you know what it's not. But that means, though, when you need to know what it's not, it has to be a connection between what you don't know and what you're trying to figure out. Like, for instance, if somebody is trying to figure out a niggun, to remember a niggun that they say, and somebody will read a paragraph from a book, it's a stupid thing to do. I mean, what's the connection between that? That's not what we're dealing with. Yeah? Or, to give you an example, you sit down, you're making a simcha, not today, COVID, you don't make a thing, but you're making a simcha, and you sit down, breaking your head, who to invite, who not to invite. Huh? Yeah, so I'm saying, you have an idea who to invite, who not to invite. So, to come along and say, well, I'm not going to invite the bugs, they come anyway, by the way, uninvited. To say I'm going to invite the bugs, or I'm going to invite that guy in the other end of the world that I never knew existed in a, that's a ridiculous thing. That idea is a shlila, doesn't exist. But Siddhas explains, what Hashem is, we can't know. Yediyas HaChiyuv, to know positively what Hashem is impossible for us to know. What we can have a little bit of understanding of what it's not. Hashem is not a ferocious buffalo, and he's not a this, and he's not a that. We can know what he's not, but we can't know what he is. Harchavat Da'at means a broadening of understanding and feeling.
Is the same thing that you talk
No, the more you learn, the more officially you're supposed to have das. But that's only if the intellect affects you. Das is feeling, binding. If you don't feel it, it's not das. You can be brilliant, it doesn't affect you, it's not das. That's why is a kid of 13 bar mitzvah not, you know, there's a lot of 10-year-olds which are much smarter than 18-year-olds. Right? Yeah? Okay. So why is this 10-year-old kid not obligated to mitzvahs, can't make kiddush, can't lane, can't daven, can't do anything, and this 18-year-old dodo could do it? Is it seichel? The 10-year-old has much more seichel than the 18-year-old. What's the difference? There's a certain level of maturity. Das is feeling, right? Feeling, which is the concept of maturity, by the way. When you're mature, you can understand and feel yes and no, right and wrong. That comes with age. That doesn't have anything to do with seichel. You could be brilliant. You could be a brilliant doctor and preach all about it, and you'll do everything unhealthy. You could preach ethics and morals, and you could be completely immoral. You could be a politician, self-understood. I just saw the politician should be the first one to take the vaccines. Because if they survive, then at least we know. And if they die, the world's a safer place. It depends. If they, anyway.
But you could also say in terms of learning Torah and coming closer to Hashem, through Yiddish Shalila, which is what you just explained, every part of Torah, especially the infinite, I mean, if you, in one halacha, you could feel infinite worship.
Yeah, you have Yiddish Achiv, Yiddish Shalila, and everything.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not only quantitative.
No. No, of course.